Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. A ballet uses dancing, costumes, and music to tell a story. But if you think ballets are only about nutcrackers or swans or fairy tales, think again. Aaron Copland, who grew up in New York City and thought it was much too dangerous to climb up onto a horse, wound up being forever associated with the Wild West. It all began when the head of an American dance company asked Copland to write a ballet about cowboys and gave him a book of cowboy songs to spark his imagination. Copland wasn't wild about composing a cowboy ballet, and he didn't really think he'd be interested in the songs. But when he started looking at them, he was hooked. Goodbye, Old Paint is one of about half a dozen cowboy songs that Copland put into his ballet, Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid, whose real name was William Bonney, was a notorious outlaw in the American Southwest in the late 1800s. Bonney started in on a life of crime at the age of 12. He claimed to have killed 21 men before a sheriff finally did him in when he was 31. But you know where Wild West outlaw Billy the Kid was born? Same place as Aaron Copland, New York City. Shooting and all, Aaron Copland's ballet tells the story of Billy the Kid's life and death. In addition to weaving cowboy songs in and out of Billy the Kid, Aaron Copland wrote some great tunes of his own for the ballet. After Billy the Kid had its first performance in 1938, the ballet went on tour all over the country. Back then, there were still people around who had actually known Billy the Kid. When the ballet company reached San Francisco, an old man came backstage and said they'd done a pretty good job with Billy's story, all except one thing. He shot left-handed. Then, choreographer Agnes DeMille asked Aaron Copland to write a ballet. A choreographer is a person who thinks up the steps for how a dance should go, just like a composer thinks up the way music should go. Agnes DeMille had been invited to choreograph an American ballet for a famous group of Russian dancers called the Ballet Russe. That's French for Russian ballet. When Agnes DeMille thought American ballet, she thought cowboys. And when she thought cowboy ballet, she thought Aaron Copland. He pretty much said, been there, done that. But Agnes DeMille was not the kind of person who took no for an answer. She invited Aaron Copland to her ballet studio, where she danced around to show him what she had in mind. And she managed to convince him that her cowboy ballet would be completely different. Agnes DeMille made it clear that, unlike Billy the Kid, which is a very serious story, she wanted her ballet to be funny. Composers have lots of ways of being funny, sometimes just by choosing the right instruments. The original title of Agnes DeMille's ballet was The Courting at Burnt Ranch, but that didn't look snappy enough on posters, so it was changed to Rodeo, spelled R-O-D-E-O. you'd probably look at that and pronounce it rodeo. So would most people. So did Agnes DeMille. But for some reason, maybe because he'd been to Mexico where they say rodeo instead of rodeo, Aaron Copland called the ballet rodeo. Agnes DeMille told him he was pronouncing it funny, and Copland laughed and tried to correct himself, but his pronunciation of the title stuck. More about choreographer Agnes DeMille on next week's show. I'm Naomi Lewin. I hope you can join me then for more Classics for Kids.